Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection, a podcast dedicated to personal growth and mental health discussions with women CEOs across the globe. It's here where inspired women get candid about what drives them to succeed and the personal challenges they've encountered on their path to success. So if you're a woman on a mission, this is the podcast you don't want to miss. So sit back, relax, and let's get candid. Hi, and welcome to Women CEO in Reflection. I'm Marisa Jones, and I'm joined by my co-host, Neil Haley. Today's guest is someone I have personally worked with, and she is absolutely incredible. Polly Litovsky is a motivational keynote speaker, award-winning author, and owner of My Word Publishing, a company dedicated to helping authors through the self-publishing process in which many regularly receive big awards for their books. She is the first woman to walk around the world, a feat that took her 5 years to complete. Welcome to the show, Polly. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Is that a pun?
Yes, it was. So, wow. Tell everybody about your journey, because your journey into your business started years before based on your passion of what you were trying to accomplish.
It was. Okay, long story short, I go on this childhood dream of walking around the world. That takes 5 years. And 6 years to write the book about it. And then I sort of, handed it over to the wrong publisher. Found out too late that they're what rights are, copyrights versus sales and distribution rights. So bottom line, I made every mistake in the book and then some just for good measure. I finally got out of that deal when I knew I was in big trouble. And then I watched other people making the same mistakes. And I thought, first of all, we should be protecting each other, you know? And I learned how to professionally self-publish a book and then made those mistakes, because that's apparently how I learn. I make all the mistakes. And then after a couple of years of that, I started helping other people professionally self-publish their books. And one day I said to a colleague of mine, you know, I'm thinking about starting a business where I manage an entire project, publishing project for people, so they stop making these mistakes over and over again, but they would maintain all their ownership, all their rights, because that's what's happening. I don't know if you know a prince, as an example, that's why he went to the symbol instead of his name, because he sort of handed over all of his, inadvertently handed over all the rights to his music and everything and his lyrics.
Oh, wow.
He was too young to know any better. And that's what has been happening in the publishing world. People are inadvertently handing over copyrights, sales rights, distribution rights. People don't even know what those are. And so I made all those mistakes so I can then go help other people not make those mistakes. So we do everything a publisher does, essentially, but we don't have any ownership. And so I went on this mission, and now My Word Publishing is 10 years old. And we have, 10 consultants and 35 editors and all that. And so we went on this this mission to save authors from bad mistakes they don't even realize they're making. Saving them from themselves, I guess, is what that's all about.
You know, that's the biggest thing, is that authors don't understand when they write a book what's next, but how to write a book, what to do right, and make sure that you go with the right publisher, go with the right thing. How are you going to promote the book? What are you going to do next? All these different things are missing. And everyone that says, hey, I want to be an author, it's not that simple.
You know, as entrepreneurs, we always are looking for the holes in the system, right? And you pounce on the hole. We got to fill this hole. We got to fill this need. And another need that I discovered really needs is the marketing. People hate marketing books, right? Who doesn't? And especially like writers of fiction, those are writers, you know, as opposed to the nonfiction book. We got a story to tell. For me, frankly, I got one story to tell, one book to write. I've written it and on with my life. And that's primarily who our audience is. But I did see this hole in the system about marketing. Now, big publishing houses, they insist that you go market your own book, right? But nobody knows how to do it. So that's one thing we started helping authors with. We didn't like the idea of helping them with their book. It's like, now, good luck go fly, little birdie. And they got no idea what to do. So
you were great, Polly. I took one of your workshops. It was a lot of fun, and it was about e-marketing, something I know nothing about. And you helped me in one day. I had a free download, and I hit 11 number one categories on Amazon and over 4,400 ebook downloads in one 24-hour period
because of
your workshop. It was incredible. And someone who knows nothing about marketing, and I don't care about marketing, and Neil and I talk about marketing because he's also a marketing expert. It's not up my alley. So having someone in, you know, like you in my corner was really, really helpful throughout the entire process.
Well, I'd like to take all the credit for that, but I think the idea that you wrote a really good book deserves some credit.
Okay. Thank you. So what are some of the similar challenges you had? Because, you know, walking around the world, it took you 5 years to do, and you actually were in the Middle East during 9/11. Is that correct?
Well, I was in the Muslim world, so it wasn't quite Middle East, but it was Malaysia.
Okay.
So I was in Southeast Asia officially, but it was my first Muslim country. I was 1 month into that when 9/11 struck. And
so what are some of the similar, I mean, I know they're completely different, but the mindset behind walking around the world and the mindset of running a business such as yourself, what would you say are kind of the equal balances around both of those?
That is such a great question. And frankly, something I think about almost on a daily basis. And I finished my walk in 2004. And if you'd asked me then, what are the lessons you learned versus now you ask me with all this distance between me and then running a business, the lessons I'm realizing that I learned. And one, of course, is that sometimes you got to pivot on the spot. You got to pivot on the spot. So for example, when I was walking, some of the signage in the world is really bad. So I'd go carry on down this road for 10 miles going, where am I? How'd I take this wrong turn? Whoopsie doodle, and walk back. And you feel like you're wasting all this time, right? You get back, you hit on the right track. And I do the same thing in business. And I remind myself of when I had to do that on my walk. No, this is just a wrong turn. I got to get back on track. And I've learned a lesson from this. I'm not wasting time. And another thing is patience. I tend to grow slow and steady. And I'm okay with the slow and steady. And slow, if you don't appreciate the art of going slow, then A, you can't do a walk around the world one step at a time, right? So that's something I take with me all the time. It's okay to go slow and steady. So for example, when I remember walking with someone in Australia, they just came and walked a day with me. Isn't that cute? So they walked about 16 miles with me. And at the end of the day, we looked on the world map, not the local map, the world map. And we'd only gone this far, just a little weeny bitty bit. He's like, don't you get so frustrated when you've walked so far every day and you look at the map and you've only gone this far? And then I said, yeah, but look how far I've gone in the last 2 years, right? So perspective, right? And right. So now I think I'm not doing anything day to day. And I look back, you know, 5 years ago going, wow, isn't that cute what I used to do?
So, you know? So it was like you're motivating the people who were following you because you had droves of people following you on your trek. So you're motivating them along the way as you're doing this journey, similar to how you're motivating your clients today, I'm guessing, to kind of get them through the challenging times.
That is a good one. And I hadn't really thought of that. But, you know, when I was doing my walk, of course, you go through a town and I'm just passing through. So I don't know how it has affected those people. You know, and I guess it is the same today. You know, we have social media today, which we didn't have so many years ago. Oh, that was so 20 years ago. but I guess you're right. I have gotten an email here and there saying I've been following your career and, you know, they'll say something, how it's motivated them. So I guess that is a good one. Thank you for bringing that up.
So what are some of the things that you do for your clients who are, you know, because a lot of your clients, they're publishing their books, right? And it's their, you know, life's work, right? Their passion is into it. but they feel sometimes maybe they want to give up, right? Because it's hard, and it's hard to expose themselves and put themselves out there and you know, let other people into their thoughts, whether it's a memoir or whether it's a fictional book. And then on top of that, you know, there a lot of them are starting side hustles and side businesses because of that. And so it becomes overwhelming. What do you do to kind of keep them going? What kind of advice would you give them?
I know when people are writing memoirs, you wrote a very personal memoir as well. So a lot of it is setting expectations when they do get overwhelmed. So setting the expectations before we even get there. All right. That is one thing. What we primarily work with people that are writing one book and it's their first time ever writing. They don't know how the writing process, the editing process, production, publishing process, marketing, they don't know that. So I have to set those expectations in advance. Now, we do have some people that do a series and really want to become a writer, but the majority of our clients are people that have a story to tell and are not writers, don't want to become writers. They just want to do a really good job with what they do. That's probably 70% of our market. That's what I did. I don't consider myself a writer. I wrote a book, okay? And thankfully, it was a good book. Same with you. I mean, you know, as opposed to fiction writers, they're going to write this series and they want to become a writer. And it's like, I'm going to lead them as their publishing coach. I'm leading them in a different direction. Bottom line, it's about setting expectations. I know when you're writing a memoir, it's usually because you've come through a hard time. And we can tell as the publishing coach, as the editor, when they have hit that tough time. Because they shut down, they don't answer emails, they don't answer phone calls. So one time, as an example, this guy was hitting that time and we knew it. Wasn't answering emails. I finally called him up and left a message. I am going to drive up there. He lived like 45 minutes away. I'm driving up there. I'm going to knock on your door and we are going to go for a walk until we push through this block that you're having. Cause I know you're having. And I did, I drove up there, knocked on the door. We go for this walk. And he did. He pushed through it. So, yeah, it's a personal relationship, you know. As you know, you get to know each other and trust each other. I hope that kind of answers your question.
It does. Thank you.
Yeah. It also reminds me and starts the thought processes when you're writing that book. It's such an important thing to them, right? So you see that. You see that this is almost like another of their children or another business of theirs, that you really have to treat them really well in that way, because this is something they maybe their whole life were waiting to do.
Oh, that is so great. Thank you for bringing that up, because this is a major milestone in people's lives. I tell people all the time, you can publish a book today for $0, zero. All right. You can write it by noon and put it through Grammarly and da, 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 da. Is that a good book? Want a professional book? You need to get professional. To write a good book is a major milestone in people's lives. And so it's about expectations. We set the expectations. What is the editing process going to be like? Oh, that's painful. Right?
Extremely. I went through three editors for three different editing purposes. I had no idea there were three types of editing, but I was so glad I made the investment because of time and money, because I really wanted it to be quality to get, you know, my story across and touching the right emotions with people. And it's made all the difference. And your team and support through everything from the design, the cover, even the title of my book, you pulled out things that I didn't even think of to coming up with the title. So it's just been, it's a great process, and you get so emotionally invested in each one of your clients. And that's what I've seen. And I've also made such great connections with all of your clients that are now my friends. And so you really build a community with what you do. What do you do for to kind of downtime? Because you do get emotionally invested with each of your clients. What do you do to kind of shake some of that off and just relax?
Yeah, thank you for asking. My sort of routine, I protect my morning routine. And I mean protect it. If someone says, well, can you meet at 8 a.m.? I just really can't. All right. I want to protect that. So I might get into the office at 8 or 9, but I won't take any appointments until 10. So I've worked out a schedule that works for me, and I get up and I go for my walk and I have my sort of quiet therapeutic time. And if I don't have that, especially 2 days in a row, I start getting all twitchy. So, so I don't think anyone wants to deprive me of that and live through it.
That's great.
I'm just a team around you as well.
Yeah, because you have a great team too. I'm just picturing you walking around the whole state of Denver in your morning routine.
These days I walk
the whole state of Colorado.
To a coffee shop. That's what I do. I walk to a place with food or drink. You know, it's not a one way, you know, anyway.
That's great.
I walk around the world. But as far as like a milestone in people's lives, we take that very seriously. It's very much like either building a home or purchasing a home. It's a big milestone. So there's stress involved. You need a professional there to again, the setting the expectations along the way. So there's no huge surprise. Like, you know, in comparing it, publishing a book to home ownership. Can you imagine pulling into closing and say, oh, did I forget to mention that additional $20,000? Oh, did I forget that? Right? It's the setting expectations. So you're not taken by surprise. So those are very, milestones are stressful times. Again, if you're doing it right and it's worth it. And I always consider part of our job as a publishing coach to alleviate that. And you alleviate it by setting the expectations and taking it slow and steady. So, you know, pile on everything. We have a 192-point checklist that we go through to make sure we don't miss a beat. If I gave you all 192 points up front, you'd go, what?
You have a great process because you release it little by little, week by week.
Yes.
Week. And so
yes.
You don't overwhelm your clients, which I think is great.
Yeah, people have got lives and jobs.
Slow and steady.
Right? So right. That's just the reality. I can't overwhelm people. They'll be so miserable. And this is a, you know, a big step, a big goal for people. So yeah, we try to take it slow and steady. That I think that's going to be my epitaph. She took it slow and steady.
Well, it's funny. I literally just ordered a custom bumper sticker and it says slow and steady she goes.
No way. Really?
I did. I may have to order a few copies. but I bought it from my old camper van, which is very slow and steady. But that's kind of my life. That's how I live my life, which is slow and steady, living in present moments, because that's how you really enjoy and live a fulfilled life doing it.
I do think, you know, with the world today moving very fast. And if you look at social media, all the promises, all the golden promises and the squirrels out there to start chasing the latest thing over here, over there, let's try this. And you can grow and you must grow and you must grow and take over the world. It's like, no, you don't. You just chill out a little bit. Just go, you know, my magical thing is 3 steps every day. I got 3 steps every day. In fact, here it is. Every day I write down 3 things that I did that day. Every day. I have a bucket full of these things every day. 3 things that helped propel me forward in life or business. And I once in a while, we'll run across that box and look back even 3 years ago, even a year ago, go, ah, look at that. You can see the progress when you're looking at 3 steps at a time, and it's not overwhelming. So if I start getting overwhelmed, you know, scrolling through social media, I have to stop. And
that's frankly, great.
You're trying to get off social media is what I'm trying to do.
You and me both, eventually. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, that's a great mindset that you've taken into your business and how you started, how you managed to walk around the world, you know, 3 steps at a time. I think it's really, really important to just break that down and every day just do a little bit of something. I tell my clients that all the time. Even if you don't have the energy, even if it's overwhelming, if you're depressed, if you're having an emotionally down day, just take 5 minutes and do something for yourself. And that usually gives them that kind of oomph to kind of keep going. And that's life, right? You got to get through it. I think we're out of time. So any final words or advice or where can people find you?
People can find me at My Word Publishing, three words, mywordpublishing.com. And we can talk about your book or talk about if you want to walk around the world. I'm happy to give no advice whatsoever.
That's
Here's my
great.
advice: when people ask, I'll say, take every single opportunity that you can to not be stupid, right? It's the best advice, and I do take that with me in business too. So.
Always tell my kids, don't be dumb. And they actually brought it up in a parent conference once.
No
Because they
way.
had my they it was they had to write rules for their house, and my son wrote one rule and it said, don't be dumb. But they took it the wrong way because I was meaning it the way you were, like, just, you know, kind of make smart decisions as you're going forward in life. Don't do anything dumb, right?
Take an opportunity to not be
Right,
dumb. Maybe.
right.
That's it.
Well,
Well, it's
thank you,
great seeing you
Paul.
again. Thank you.
It's been so great having you on the show. Thank you. I appreciate it. And everybody, reach out to her, mywordpublishing.com. Thank you.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you for listening to Women CEO in Reflection. To reach out to one of our guests, their contact is in the description of the show. Do you want a total mindset transformation? Apply to Mindset Warrior, The Art of Intentional Thinking, my personal coaching bootcamp at iamamindsetwarrior.com and schedule your call with me today. Thank you.